Process number 6, the process of meditation. When to use this process? When you want relief from resistance? When you want an easier way of immediately raising your vibration? When you want to raise your general level of vibration? Or when you want to feel an awareness of your inner being? Current emotional set point range. This process of meditation will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point range is somewhere between number 1, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, or appreciation, and number 22, fear, grief, depression, despair, or powerlessness. In other words, this works for everything. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Any thought that you continue to think is called a belief, and many of your beliefs serve you extremely well. Thoughts that harmonize with the knowledge of your source and thoughts that match the desires that you hold. But some of your beliefs do not serve you well. Thoughts about your own inadequacy or your unworthiness are examples of those kinds of thoughts. Now, with an understanding of the laws of the universe and some willingness to deliberately choose thoughts, you can, in time, replace all hindering beliefs with life-giving beliefs. But here is a process that can give you the immediate benefit of changing your beliefs in a much shorter time. We call this process the process of meditation. We playfully tell our physical friends that the reason we teach the process of meditation is because it's easier for most of you to clear your minds, having no thought, than it is for you to think pure positive thoughts. For when you quiet your mind, you offer no thought, and when you do so, you offer no resistance, and when you have activated no resistant thought, the vibration of your being is high and fast and pure. Imagine a cork bobbing on a body of water that represents the place of high, pure, fast vibration that is actually natural to you. Now imagine holding the cork down under the water. That's what resistance is like. And now imagine letting go of the cork and see it rise back up to the surface of the water. Like the cork naturally floating on the water's surface, it is natural for you to experience the high, fast, pure vibration free of the hindering resistance. And, like the cork, if you're not doing something that holds you down under the water, you'll bob right back up to the surface where you belong. In other words, you do not have to work at being in the high vibration that's natural to you, because it is natural to you. But you do have to stop holding the thoughts that cause you to lower your vibration. It's a matter of no longer giving your attention to things that do not allow your cork to float or do not allow you to vibrate in harmony with who you really are. If you're not focused upon unwanted things that are the opposite of your own pure desire, you will activate no vibration of resistance and you will experience your natural state of thriving and well-being. A decision is the focusing of the vibration of desire, and the decision point happens when the desire is powerful enough. The only discipline that we would like you to exercise is to make a decision that nothing is more important than that you feel good and that you're going to find thoughts that feel better. Your cork floating is the only thing that is worthy of discipline. You could say that the process of meditation is a shortcut to changing your beliefs, for in the absence of thought, there is no resistance within you, and your cork, so to speak, bobs naturally back up to the surface. Now, to begin the process of meditation, sit in a quiet space where you're not likely to be interrupted. Wear comfortable clothing. It does not matter if you sit in a chair or on the floor or even lie on your bed, unless you tend to fall asleep when you're doing so. The important thing is that your body be comfortable. Now, close your eyes, relax, and breathe. Slowly draw air into your lungs and then enjoy the comfortable release of that air. Your personal comfort here is very important. As your mind wanders, gently release any thought, or at least do not encourage it by pondering it further, and refocus upon your breathing. You are, by nature, one who wants to focus. So in the beginning, this process of meditation will feel unnatural, and you will find your mind wanting to return to things you've been focusing on previously. When that happens, relax, breathe again, and try to release the thought. You'll find it easier to quiet your mind if you'll choose small thoughts that do not have the potential for expanding into something interesting. You could focus upon your own breathing. You could mentally count your breaths in and out. You could listen to the dripping of a faucet. In choosing the soft, gentle thought, you'll leave behind all thoughts of resistance, and your vibration, like the cork, will naturally rise. This is not a process where you work on your desires, but instead, this is one of quieting your mind. As you do so, any resistance will subside, and your state of vibration will rise to its natural, pure state. As you quiet your mind, you may feel a sense of physical detachment. For example, you may feel no real difference between your toe and your nose. Sometimes you'll feel a sensation of twitches and itches beneath your skin. And often, once you have released resistance and are soaring in your natural, pure, high vibration, you will feel an involuntary movement in your body. It may sway slightly from side to side or forward and backward, or your head may roll gently from side to side. Or you may simply feel the sensation of movement or of a yawn. But any or all of these sensations or movements are indicators of your achievement of a state of meditation. Your point of attraction will now have changed, and your state of allowing will be in place. Things that you have been asking for, all of which have been given, are now flowing gently into your experience. And as you come out of your state of meditation, this state of allowing will continue until you focus upon something that changes your vibrational frequency. But with enough practice, those higher frequencies will become so familiar to you that you will be able to reclaim them whenever you choose. Over time, if you meditate regularly, you'll become quite sensitive to the way the higher frequencies feel within your body. In other words, whenever you focus on anything that causes a dip in your vibration, you'll now be more likely to recognize it at the early, subtle stages before the dip is too significant, and you'll easily be able to change your resistant thought in order to maintain your balance. Abraham, speak to us more about meditation. Many teachers, and we are among them, teach meditation as a very good process for raising vibration. An effective meditation would be one that distracts you from any physical awareness that causes resistance within your vibration, for when you turn your attention away from what holds your vibration in a lower place, your vibration will naturally rise. It's like a withdrawal of consciousness, but while you're still awake. When you are asleep, you withdraw consciousness too, but when you slumber, you're not consciously aware of what it feels like to be in that higher vibration. When you are awake and in a state of meditation, you can then consciously recognize what it feels like to be in that higher vibration. And in time, you'll gain a new sensitivity to your vibration so that you will immediately know whenever you're focusing on something that's causing resistance. Sometimes people say, "Abraham, is it normal for all hell to break loose in someone's life when they begin the meditation process?" And we say yes, because you're bringing yourself to a place of heightened sensitivity so that your formerly achieved patterns of lower vibration are now less comfortable to you. Some other ways to raise your vibration. Now, there are other ways of raising your vibrations than meditation, such as listening to music that makes your heart sing, jogging in a beautiful place, petting your cat, walking your dog, and so on. These are just some of the many pleasant activities that cause a release of resistance and a rise in vibration. Often you're in your highest state of connection to source energy while you're driving your vehicle. That's the reason why there are relatively so few traffic accidents. The rhythm of the road, the distraction from what's been bothering you, and the idea of going someplace new often causes you to leave behind thoughts of things that have been bothering you. Your goal is to release any thought that causes resistance so that you are then in a place of pure, positive thought. It's not a problem if you cannot completely quiet your mind, unless your mind is chattering about negative things. If you are softly thinking about pleasant things during meditation, it can be of value. For example, after spending time with a family they adore, Jerry and Esther enjoyed many pleasant hours of thought and conversation about that wonderful day. Any time they wanted a good-feeling moment, they had only to remember something about that day, something one of them said, something one of the children did, the beautiful weather, the delicious food, the invigorating walk through the woods. In other words, it is quite easy to find something that is pure, positive energy. Thinking about your pets can be a good source of positive thought because animals are so unconditional in their love. Just find any thought that feels good when you think it and practice it until you begin to set that tone within you, and then other good-feeling thoughts will follow. Another example of the meditation process. So, here's a process that if we were in your physical shoes, we would utilize. Every day, for 10 or 15 minutes, and not for much more time than that, we would sit quietly by ourselves in some pleasant place where we would not be interrupted, maybe under a tree, maybe in our vehicle, maybe in the bathroom or garden. We would do our best to shut down our physical senses. In other words, we would draw the curtains if the light was too bright. We would close our eyes. We would choose a quiet place. We would be aware of breathing air into our lungs, and we would be conscious of breathing out. We would concentrate on long breaths in and long breaths out. We would breathe air in, and when we thought it was all our lungs would comfortably hold, we would softly bring still more air in. And then, at a place of full expansion of our lungs, we would take a long, slow, delicious moment to let the air out. Our intention would be nothing more than being in this moment and being consciously aware of our breathing, nothing to do other than breathe, not fixing breakfast, not combing hair, not wondering how someone is doing, not thinking about yesterday, not worrying about tomorrow, not focusing on anything in this moment except air in and air out. This is a state of allowing where for just a few moments you stop running the show. You stop trying to make anything happen. This is the time when you're saying to your source energy, to your inner being, to your God, or whatever you want to call it, here I am in a state of allowing. I'm allowing source energy to flow purely through me. 15 minutes of effort will change your life because it will allow the energy that is natural to you to flow. You will feel better in the moment, and you will feel more energized when you come out of it. Can 15 minutes make that much difference? A big benefit that you will notice right away is that things you've been wanting will begin showing up. Now, why is this? After all, you might say, Abraham, I didn't sit and intend. I didn't sit and set goals. I didn't sit and clarify what I want. I didn't tell the universe what I wanted. Why does 15 minutes of just being set those kind of things in motion? Because you've already been asking, and now during your time of meditation, you have stopped the resistance that's been holding it away. Because of your practiced meditation, you're now allowing your desires to flow into your experience. You cannot be part of this physical environment without endless desires being born within you. And as these desires are being born within you, the universe is answering them. And now, because of 15 minutes of allowing, whether you are petting the cat, practicing your breathing, listening to a waterfall or soothing music, or on a rampage of appreciation, for that time of allowing, you established a vibration that no longer caused resistance to the things you've been asking for. Well, Abraham, if I've been really negative for 50 years, is it going to take me 50 years to turn it around? No, 15 minutes ought to do it. In 15 minutes, I can undo all the disallowing I've learned to do? In 15 minutes, you can allow. You do not have to undo anything. Well, what if I've really developed major habits of negativity? Is 15 minutes going to change that? Probably not. But the next time you go to one of those negative thoughts, you're going to be more aware of it. Your guidance system is going to be stimulated so that you'll be aware, probably for the first time in your life, of what you're doing with your non-physical energy. That is so important because everything that happens to you and everything that happens to everyone you know occurs because of the energy that you're summoning and allowing or not allowing. Everything is about that relationship with energy. Everyone you know who is having every experience that you know is having it because of the focused desire that their life has brought to them and the state of allowing or resistance that they're in at any moment. What could I accomplish in 30 days? Do you know that you could have every deadly disease known to man, and some they have not even figured out yet, in your body right now, and tomorrow they could all be gone if from one day to the next you learned how to allow the energy to flow? We're really not encouraging those kind of quantum leaps. They're a little uncomfortable. What we are really encouraging is that every day you be selfish enough to say, nothing is more important than that I feel good, and I'm going to find ways to do so today. I'm going to begin my day by meditating and bringing myself into alignment with my source energy. And as I move through the day, I'm going to look for opportunities to appreciate so that all day long I'll bring myself back into source energy. If there is an opportunity to praise, I'm going to praise. If there is an opportunity to criticize, I'm going to keep my mouth shut and try to meditate. If I feel like criticizing, I'll say, here, kitty, kitty, and I'll pet my cat till that feeling goes away. Within 30 days of mild effort, you can go from being one of the most resistant people on the planet to one of the least resistant people on the planet. And then those who are watching you will be amazed by the number of manifestations that begin to occur in your physical experience. We sort of see you from an aerial view. And it's like you're standing on one side of a closed door, and on the other side are all the things you've been wanting, just leaning up against the door, waiting for you to open it. They've been there from the first moment you asked for them. Your lovers, your perfect bodies, your ideal jobs, all the money that you could ever imagine, all the things that you've ever wanted. Things little and things big, things that you would call extraordinary and significant, and things that you would call not very significant. Everything that you have ever identified that you have ever wanted will be lined up right outside your door. And in the moment that you open the door, all things wanted will flow to you. And then we will hold a seminar on how to deal with manifestations of all this stuff that's flowing in.